Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
I'm delighted to welcome to the show somebody who I might have something a little in common with, Mr. Jay Klein. He's the founder and CEO of The Pure Company, a company that makes chewing gum, sustainable chewing gum, and has really built a brand. Jay, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to do this, and it's great to do this on our home court, you know? But I have to come to Ireland next time.
Now, you say you're a man from humble beginnings. You started off with $1,000, and you built this business over 15 odd years. Tell us about the early days. You were the fellow who sold sweets in the schoolyard. You were the guy who was always sort of hustling and trading. So you were always going to be in business to some degree.
Yeah, I loved the transaction. I loved selling something and turning a product into money. And what I kept with me from day one that I still have today is the work ethic. If you work hard and you outwork your competition, automatically you have a better opportunity to succeed. The market still needs to validate what you're doing, no matter what your product is. And for us, it's chewing gum. It's a simple product that freshens your breath. We take the artificial ingredients out of it, and it's great for everyone to consume. And that's how we connect with so many consumers all over the world.
Tell me about the running for mayor strategy.
So running for mayor is about shaking hands and kissing babies. And our world is getting gum into people's hands. And when you're starting a brand, it really takes a lot of legwork. We gave gum to everyone who we could see. And you know, part of my startup days was walking up and down an airplane as I was going from trade show to trade show. It's a very captive audience. People have nowhere to go. And I would offer gum to consumers sitting in their seats, and they had nothing to do but give me feedback for the whole flight. So it was a very great way to hear what consumers had to say about your products.
So you were also, were you not, building the business conservatively, let's say. So you weren't dealing with major retailers. You were dealing with store owners that you might have known by name. You were visiting stores.
Yeah, it was very humble beginnings. And really, I didn't understand value creation. I understood making money. So I needed to sell products to make money in order to pay for my rent and pay for my life. And that was my trick over the years of just building a business that makes money. And you know, a lot of people today are worried about value, value, value. But at the end of the day, if you're losing money or you're borrowing, it's hard to kind of crest and get to a business that kicks off free cash flow.
Now, we've got a business now today with a turnover of 250 odd million. You're right across the world in many different markets. Let me talk a bit about the Dragon's Den bit in the middle. You're a self-declared marketing and advertising guy. So how much of going on Dragon's Den was about seeking investment, and how much of it was, this is a good marketing and advertising opportunity?
You know,
now,
what,
bear in mind, you're talking to somebody who might know a bit about this.
I'm talking to a pro, a professional dragon. I just hope you're not breathing too much fire on my microphone. I think that when you're going on the show, every entrepreneur thinks they need money at the moment. And what you really need is the gateway to success. And everyone's gateway is a little bit different. Money helps you a little bit. Connections help you a little bit more. And if you can get the connections and the doors open for you, maybe you continue to bootstrap it one more turn to allow yourself to scale to the next level so that you can build your business. And with us, it was, how do you get, as an emerging brand, national awareness? How do you get in front of so many consumers? But more importantly, when you validate your idea and you pressure test it against seasoned entrepreneurs or dragons like yourself, that's how you know the good feedback is going to help push you to the next level of your business.
So you say, you told us earlier that you still retain 100% equity in your business.
That's correct.
This is the bit I'm trying to work out. So if you were successful on Dragon's Den, how come you didn't have to give away some equity?
Well, I think being successful on Dragon's Den is having your idea validated by the dragons. That gives the consumers watching the show.
That means they didn't invest.
It means we didn't necessarily need the money at the time.
See, you're a marketing and advertising guy.
So you got to spin these things a little bit. But the reality is, how do you get in front as a startup brand? And then there is a show that has made entrepreneurialism so amazing. That is the ticket to elevating your brand at a fast rate.
So the business has been hugely successful. And then your own pitch on Dragon's Den, which was obviously very entertaining, you then participate then as a dragon. So what's the poacher come gamekeeper type experience been like?
So sitting in the chair and being able to connect with a pitcher who is as nervous, as vulnerable, and excited to pitch the dragon, I could see myself in their shoes. I knew what it was like to do that. And also, because we're still early on into our career, you're a little bit closer to what the day-to-day needs are in the business. And, you know, I often make the analogy, if you went to Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos and asked for business advice, it would be so far away from the real advice that you need to
sure.
ask your business to, you know, grow tomorrow. And the Dragon's Den connected me with the pitcher in a way that allowed me to be relatable. I understood the stage of their business and I understood what we did to get to the next stage. And that's why our shows were incredibly engaging, because we connected so well with the pitchers.
All right, so what's next then for the Pure Company and the chewing gum business? You talk about the fresh breath market. So clearly there are other products in that are beyond chewing gum. Is that, or is it about selling more chewing gum?
Well, the fresh breath market is, we want to continue to grow and disrupt and bring lapsed consumers back into the category. So the chewing gum market is going to grow by about $8 billion over the next 6 years. And today in North America, we are leading the charge. We're growing the category at over
40%. It's still a growing market, is it?
Still growing.
Right.
Okay. People are coming back to the chewing gum category because now they can consume something like pure gum with no artificial sweeteners, no artificial dyes and colors, and feel good about what they're consuming. So we continue to run for mayor in many different geographies, like Ireland.
I tell you what, just keep running for mayor. Don't run for president.
I understand after the Dragon's Den, you're going to prime minister or president?
President. Three of them decided that was a good idea.
So is that like...
Thankfully, there was one sensible one.
So is the zoo animals going into the real zoo, or how does it work with the politicians?
Come over to Ireland and I'll show you.
Well, so we sell on Amazon in Ireland, and this was a way that we wanted to connect with consumers real quick in real time. And this has been a platform that Pure has been on, and we continue to drive. I think we're number one in the category in Ireland right now on chewing gum, and we're just excited to continue growing
the
business.
Not to use a pun, but you're a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank
on the
you
show.
So much for
and
having
really,
me.
Really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.